Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very, very senior and accomplished professional from Philadelphia, USA, Nancy Gentle Boutry. Nancy, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Akai. It's just such a delight, and I'm so honored to be on your show. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Nancy is the founder and president of Awaken with Light Incorporated. She's a GRITT, a grit business coach, and she's an enlightened leadership guide. So Nancy, before we get into talking about Awaken with Light and about your coaching, tell me a little bit about your own journey.
Well, my business has actually formed from my own personal journey. So everything that I teach is what I use personally to self-discover, self-develop, and then self-evolve. Mm-hmm. And as a little girl, I was always, my programs and everything that I develop, there's a very deep spiritual tone to it. As a young little girl, I felt always very connected to something greater than myself. And growing up in the Christianity upbringing, my mom was Baptist, my dad was Catholic. I got a very nice blend of that relationship with something greater than myself. And just taking that forward, always feeling that that rock was my biggest support and really helped guide and be my compass through life.
Oh, wonderful. So let's talk about Awaken with Light. Tell me a little bit about this venture and what was your motivation to start it?
Yeah, so I started it about 25 years ago when I was running a very successful insurance agency. It was a seven-figure multi-location insurance agency here in the suburbs of Philadelphia, as well as in Philadelphia. And I felt very overwhelmed. I was juggling so many balls in the air and torn between what I thought I wanted to do, what was expected of me, what I thought I needed to do for everyone around me. And it was just leaving me feeling very depleted and lost and exhausted. I had created so much success. I had the children, I had the cars, I had the house, I had the husband, and I was stressed out to the max. And I was just, I was going, what's going on? I'm living the American dream. But I woke up and was like, whose dream is this? Correct. Because I'm not living a life I've designed. I'm living a life by default, what society wanted me to be, and not that I didn't like it. It just wasn't, I wasn't putting my own authentic twist on it. So what happened is that I became very anxious. Then I had things in my physicality, in my body, a symptom called IBS. And these were all ways of stress showing up in my body because I wasn't in alignment with doing what I was doing, but doing it from an authentic space. And I remember feeling not able to catch my breath, started feeling all kinds of things in my body that I'd never felt. And every time I'd go to the doctor, they would just tell me, it's, you need to learn to manage your stress. So my stress was basically killing me and I knew something had to change. And so I started exploring yoga and meditation and started introducing these Eastern philosophies. And I think the biggest awakening or aha was going to a yoga class. And then I was a dancer for many, many years as in my youth. And couldn't hold this particular yoga pose. And I went up and asked her, how do you, I want to get better at this. And she started talking to me about the chakras and she started telling me stuff about my body. And I'm like, you got all that from a yoga pose? You know, so it was kind of an eye-opening thing. Fast forward, you know, I just started diving into all kinds of books and on this Eastern philosophy or what they would call New Age, I guess, or whatever. Really trying to understand the correlation of my emotions, my thoughts, my physical body, And then that's when I started training in Reiki and all these, you know, different things, MBSR, mindful-based stress reduction, and then opened my business. So the entrepreneur in me, you know, everybody kept seeing a change in me. They didn't, they knew something was happening. Even people asked me if I had a facelift because my face actually started to look like it was lighting up. And then the entrepreneur in me turned it into a business. In 2006, I turned it into a business.
How wonderful. And, you know, when I was reading about you, there was this phrase which I read, create a life you design, not one of default.
Yes.
Help me understand this. And for my viewers and listeners, do give us an example as well.
Sure. So as I was mentioning, it was like I had all these things that I had always thought I wanted. But the key was doing it from a place of authenticity. And so there's, I'm sure you've heard about all the types of saboteurs, the things in our mental state of being that can sabotage our ability to show up in the world that feels like our best version of ourselves. And I'm a people pleaser. So I can be whatever someone wants. And that serves in the business world, especially when I was in sales. I could adapt to my audience, right? Whoever I was talking to, I could adapt. But the problem is I had lost a sense of self. So I became so good at being a chameleon that I lost a sense of self. And then the whole thing of being pulled in multiple directions, you know, your parents want this, your spouse wants this, your children want this, society wants this. And so you're trying to figure out what that model looks like for you. That is truly, again, what is at the core of who you are. And so how do you do that? You have to really dive into self-awareness. So I mentioned self-discovery, self-development, so you can evolve into the best version of yourself.
Very interesting. You also have a 90-day rewire and radiate program.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit more about this program and what is the process you follow?
Sure. So in my personal journey, I started bringing in meditation, Reiki, all these different modalities, but I realized that doing yoga or meditation wasn't the end of it. It needed to be something that I wanted to develop, something that made it easier for people to understand. It was almost giving them, we call it in the United States, cliff notes. Did you ever have cliff notes? Yep. It's like this quick abbreviated version of something so that they can start to really develop a methodology, if you will. And we know science backed that we can build new neuroplasticity in the brain. We can actually change how our brain is wired. Correct. So really teaching them, the four pillars of my program are teaching them to recognize, first of all, as I mentioned about how I woke up and I just was, you know, whose dream was I leading? I wasn't living a life by design. I was living one by default. So really teaching them to recognize what is going on in their life, but from a place of curiosity, not judgment, not inner critic, you know, criticism, but really understanding when I do this or when I am around this, I feel this way. There's a correlation between my thoughts, my emotions, and my bodily sensations. So teaching them to really understand self. And then learn from that, figure out what they want to release. So it's recognize, release those things that don't serve. And then in order to rewire, to radiate. So And that's how I developed the Rewire and Radiate 90-day program. And 90 days, they start to make a shift. But Dr. Jon Kabat-Zinn, whom I studied with extensively, MBSR, Mindful-Based Stress Reduction, says it takes about 6 months to make this a habit. But what I like to do is show people movement. Yeah. And when they start developing better habits, then they get excited. They want to stay the journey, stay the course. But I broke it down into little segments so that they could really see the change. And also in that program, there's four major influencers. And I think it's really important because they can get a flavor of what exactly and how I do it, because it's very cutting edge. It's very innovative. It's not your typical business coaching person. I would say I borderline business coaching and life coaching, because mm-hmm. everything I'm teaching you, you apply in your personal life as well.
Mm.
But the four biggest influencers are Dr. David Hawkins, mm-hmm. Power versus Force is a very powerful book.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Wayne Dyer, very mm-hmm. spiritual being, very well known in the U.S. I believe he's world renowned. Mm-hmm. Dr. Joe Dispenza.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote a book called Losing, I think it's something like How to Lose Your Mind and Create a New One. So mm-hmm. I teach people how our emotions create our thoughts and then create our perceptions. And those are carrying a vibration. So every emotion mm-hmm. has a vibration. So mm-hmm. really teaching them to understand emotions aren't bad. They're just indicators. They tell you where you are. Are you in a contracted mind space or are you in an expansive mind space?
Mm.
And then the final one that's the biggest influencer is Dr. John Kabat-Zinn, mm. mindful-based stress reduction. Mm. So the program is very designed to help people really develop the best version of themselves and peak perform at their job, peak perform in their personal life. It's designed to really help them tap into that.
Fantastic. One more question relating to Awaken with Light, and then we'll move to a few sure. questions on coaching.
Sure.
You know, we just come out of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. How has the pandemic impacted people's lives? And how have you, with your skills, supported them?
Yeah, this is a pinnacle time for something like this, to be mm-hmm. honest. It has skyrocketed my business because we're living in a time their business leaders, business professionals, they're navigating the commonly referred to as VUCA, V-U-C-A. So volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity that is
right.
facing us daily. And we want to learn how to thrive in that environment. Well, how do we do that? We have to actually be comfortable with the unknown, the uncertainty. And pandemic really brought that to light because we didn't know what it was. We didn't know what kind of impact it was going to have on us. We were all very frightened of what this meant, but we had to figure out how to navigate, accept what is, and then navigate. And the pandemic, I think, really taught us to take care of our mind, body, and our physicality and our mind.
Mm.
It brought to light mental wellness because it caused a lot of mental illness.
Mm.
But it also brought to light that we needed to really go within. We really needed to figure out what is it to take care of myself.
Mm.
And so the mental wellness piece, the physical wellness piece was really brought to light. I think.
Fascinating. So let's talk a little bit about now your other role or your other avatar as a coach. Given the amazing background that you have had, Nancy, over the years and all the stuff that you're now doing as an entrepreneur, how has your background supported your own coaching philosophy, your style, and your values?
So I would say, what is so important about anybody doing their job is to do it with passion and purpose.
Correct.
And so when I started this journey of self-development and self-discovery, self-development of myself and recognizing the profound impact it was having on myself and then leading by example, because whatever you do, you want to walk the walk, you want to talk the talk. It's not something separate from yourself.
Yeah.
And with that in mind, I really recognized that I had something, I was onto something and really wanted to share it with the world. And we've heard that statement about it's not what you say or do, it's how you make people feel. Right. In your presence. And it's about making an imprint in others by being.
Mm.
And I think coaching, I really prefer the word mentoring because I do believe the person that you pick to coach, have you as a coach, you want to look at their lifestyle. You want to look at who they are authentically.
Mm.
What are they like behind the scenes? So Like when I talk to my clients, and I'm very candid, I have two beautiful children. I've got a blended family. My husband has five. I have two. And we're, you know, it's all about living a life that is transparent. You want to know a lot about that person. And so I take it very personally when I was developing this, that I wanted to lead with passion and purpose. And I think coaching and mentoring is a great way to do it, because you get to really help people be the best version of themselves, and you help them feel better. It's all about transforming lives on a greater scale.
Fantastic. And when you look at your own understanding and knowledge of yoga and so many other parts of philosophies that go in sync with yoga, what would you say are some of the unique perspectives you bring to a coaching relationship or a mentoring relationship?
So the neat thing about my program is I'm coming from it from a very Eastern philosophy. So a little different. Again, it's cutting edge and innovative, because like Einstein said, everything is energy. Mm-hmm. That's all there is to it. Mm-hmm. You match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. Mm-hmm. There's no other way. This is not philosophy. It's science. It's physics, right? So that alone, you start to introduce something that people have never, you know, a lot of people aren't familiar with. Our emotions create our thoughts, mm-hmm. and our thoughts create our perceptions. And by the way, those perceptions are not facts mm-hmm. most of the time. There are perceptions. And so if we can harness the power of understanding our emotions and how they drive our thoughts, mm-hmm. become the creator of both of those, then we change our perceptions. We actually see things from a what is reality. Mm-hmm. We don't have to be enmeshed in reality, but we have to see it for what it is in order to change it. Mm-hmm. And so it's teaching you that everything is energy. And I don't have, you know, an emotion doesn't define me. It simply tells me where I am in this moment. Mm-hmm. And all emotions ebb and flow. They're changing all the time, just as our thoughts. Yeah. So if I start seeing all this from a objective standpoint, mm-hmm. I can really influence how I show up in the world. And that's what I think is the key piece of what, you know, bringing that Eastern philosophy of really introducing the energetic aspects of it. And then how yoga and meditation is the vehicle that helps you really get tuned in to what's going on inside of you. Mm. And yoga is also a vehicle that helps you tune into that. So those two things, I just think are so, you know, valuable. But you don't, you know, in order to be a mindful living person, you do have to spend some time in stillness. You don't have to take up yoga, but I love yoga. I think yoga is a fantastic tool for enlightenment. Mm.
Fantastic. So I've got time for two more questions.
Sure.
My next question is about a lot of the young leaders, you know, the millennials, the Gen Zs are now coming into leadership positions in most companies. And I think they bring in a completely new perspective, a breath of fresh air. Personally, I'm from the boomers generation. As a coach, what, in your view, are some of the areas the millennials and the Gen Zs need to be coached in?
Yeah. So I am a mother of both millennials and Gen Z. Mm-hmm. So I'm firsthand just watching my children. Everyone wants to be seen, heard, and valued for the work they do.
Correct.
They really want to be engaged. Mm-hmm. And this was not a way of running a business years ago. Employers didn't feel the need to really connect and engage their employees. This is what this generation really craves mm-hmm. and expects. And employees who do feel and care for their, there's a poll out there, let's see, employees who do feel and care for their employees improve, I believe it's like 71%. Are more or less likely to be burned out. So those that really choose to care about their employees, give them employee health and fitness and things that really improve them personally, mm-hmm. they have a better chance of not burning out. And I think these young adults know this. They figure this out. 85% of employees that are not engaged feel like that their employers aren't engaging in them. Mm-hmm. So these new leaders are got their you know, foot on the gas on mm-hmm. this. They know that this is what young people want. They want to feel seen, heard, valued. They want to feel engaged. Mm-hmm. And all this reduces absenteeism. It reduces workman comp claims. They've got data out there. So I think the big thing that could really help as we make this shift from not being engaging to be engaging, what mm-hmm. does that look like? And everyone is, like I mentioned about the emotions and the thoughts, teaching them how to be the best leader, recognizing that different people trigger things in them. Mm-hmm. So every dynamic and every experience you have with somebody, there's a student teacher going on there. Everyone, you have something to teach that person and they have something to teach you. Now you're not responsible for what lesson they're getting, correct. But you are responsible for the lesson that you're receiving. Mm-hmm. And so I would say the biggest thing they would be wanting to be coached on is how to be mindful leaders. Mm-hmm. I developed a program with Grit we're running. It's called Present-Centered Leadership. Mm-hmm. So teaching people how the importance of being present, living in the present moment, being aware of your triggers, being aware of effectively communicating mindfully mm-hmm. listening, understanding your own emotions mm-hmm. so that you're empathic, but you're compassionate. You're not getting in their shoes and getting caught up in their emotions, okay. but you actually are compassionate. You have empathy and kindness. And so this is that whole engagement piece where people actually feel like you care.
Wonderful. And my last question to you, Nancy, and this is for the many, many people who will listen to our conversation. Based on your own amazing journey and all your learnings, what would you say are three lessons you would want our viewers and listeners to take away from our conversation?
I would say the three biggest ones are really take time to understand yourself, okay. develop yourself, evolve as a human being, really discover, develop, and evolve.
Yeah.
And use tools like mindfulness to stop. Mm-hmm. Take a breath, observe before you purposely proceed. So any dynamic, you don't have to just be going at it in a reactionary standpoint. Really take time to stop, take a breath, mm-hmm. observe. Observe what's going on with the mind that's non-judgmental, that's curious, mm-hmm. before you proceed with purpose. And I believe everyone can create a life that they love living, mm-hmm. that they live in peace with self, and they create success in their life and abundance. Mm. And you can do that by really tapping into who you authentically are. Mm. Just you can, and we now know with science and research, you can build new neuroplasticities correct. In the brain. So it's about knowing, you don't, you know, just because you had a certain childhood, just because you had something doesn't define you. You define you.
Well said. And on that note, and your wonderful lessons, take time to understand yourself, discover and evolve constantly, observe and proceed with purpose. I think these are amazing lessons, and a lot of our viewers and listeners will value all your thoughts about it. Thank you, Nancy, for speaking to me. Thank you for talking to me about Awaken with Light and your programs, which is the 90-Day Rewire and Radiate program. Thank you also for telling me about how you've been evolving, create a life you design and not one of default. Thank you for talking to me about coaching and all the your own perspectives on coaching and some of your own value systems and how you've been drawing so much learning from yoga, meditation in your own working as a mentor with several of your clients. Thank you for speaking to me again, and good luck to you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.